Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Lamed Aleph. Shavuos daf Lamed Aleph. We are on Lamed Amud Beis at the two dots. Yesterday we started the parak, the fourth parak of Masechet Shavuos, Shavuos Ha'edus. So the last daf right before the two dots, it said that a chacham, if it is ein alofi kvodo, he does not have to testify in court. But if it's regarding isur, isurim, lahafish mina isur, so then ein cholkin kavah l'rav v'malcham sheishchil Hashem, and therefore he has to come to Beis Din even though it's not beneath his covet, because then he's protecting somebody from doing an isur. So just I didn't get to mention yesterday, and that is in Tosfos. Tosfos points out that if you look in the sugya of kavod abrius and maseches brachas on daf yutes mabeis chacham and aleph, the Gemara seems to say that even by an Issur D'oraisa, as long as it's Shev Al Taseh, it's okay. Because of Kavod Abrius, you could violate, says the Gemara. But here it's mashma that the Issur of Shev Al Taseh is Asur Afilu Makam Kavod Abrius. But what does it say here? I won't go to court. I Kavod Abrius. So says the Tosfos. Miutema Tahacha Shev Al Tasehu. Fifth line of Tosfos Avol. Here it's a Shev Al Taseh, but Perek Mishameisu Brachas in Maseches Brachas, what Muchach the Shari Yafilu Beisur. In Brachas it says as long as a Shev Al Taseh, it's okay. Right, the last line of that sugya, Shev Al Taseh Shiny. So Shev Al Taseh should be Mutter. So the problem is, so what about here? So and Tosfos has two answers. Answer number one, skipping a few lines, B'yesh Lamar, Dehasam Genai Godol Hulameis Mitzvah She'ein Lo Kovrim Lakach Shev Al Taseh Shari. There it's mutter because it's a big gnai for a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah is an exception to the rule. Really, our Gemara is the rule, and that Gemara is the exception. Number one. Number two, the second answer of Tosfos, look at the sixth to last skinny line, Tosfos has a chiddush. V'yod yesh lomar, dekesha osin iser al yado, lo mikri sheva al taseh. Somebody's going to do an aveira by my not doing anything? That's not called sheva al taseh. Amazing. You don't just look at my action. If I don't do something, so-and-so is going to do an aveira. So you don't define it as sheva al taseh. Sheva al taseh doesn't just mean I don't do a physical act, but if my inactivity will lead to someone else doing an aveira, be maisa, so that is not called a sheva al taseh. That is two answers given by Tosfos. Okay, just finishing up that sugya. Now we start the two dots. Rav Yemar, havi le yadol sa'adu salamar zutra. Rav Yemar, nu edus for Marzutra, Asalakami da Amemar, he came in front of Amemar, Osvinulakulu. So Amemar sat them all down. He sat them all down because some of them were Tamidei Chachamim. So Amalei Rav Ashi l'Amemar, V'amar Ula Machlokas b'Bali Dinim. We had up above earlier, the Machlokas that's sitting or standing is only about Bali Dinim, Aval Be'edim Devar Yakol B'Amid. Everybody says the Edim have to stand when they give testimony. When does that have to say? Okay, we had the Rambam yesterday, the Minhag Yeshivas after the Talmud is that people sit. But, giving Eidus, everybody agrees, Ba'amid to make her adin. Omar Lay answers, Abba Amemar, Hai Asay, Vahai Asay. No, there are two Asays that are coming in conflict here. This is an Asay of Va'amdu Shtayan Hashem, Eidim standing, and there's also an Asay of giving covet to a Talmud Chacham. Rashi quotes, as Hashem Alokei Chatira, the Rabbos Talmud Chachamim, like Mar Baba Kama, Mem Aleph. So when you have two assays that come to fight each other, assay de kavod Torah adif. The assay of kavod Torah wins out, and therefore they could sit down. More kavodik for the Talmud Chacham to sit down. So even though it's edus, it's in the face of edus, he's still allowed to sit down. This is the raya to what we mentioned yesterday. The Ramban quoted a machlokas rishonim that you have to stand. What if you sit b'di'eved? What if you sit b'di'eved? So says the Ramban two days. So the Ramban's raya that it's okay with the evidence because here, because kavod Torah, you're allowed to make them sit. If the sitting was not okay, even with the evidence, then you wouldn't allow them to sit. So that's the Ramban's raya here. I say the kavod Torah adif. Thought that we mentioned many times, but we haven't mentioned in a while, so I'll mention it again. It's always, Baruch Hashem, new listeners. So, based on the Gemara in Baba Kama that Rashi quotes, it's also in Psachim, and that is, as Hashem Elokei Chatira. That's the end of the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara quotes the story of Nehemiah HaAmsuni, or Shimon HaAmsuni, right, depending on your girsa, that he darshened every S in the Torah. Every S in the Torah, he darshened Bereshas, Baralokim, S. Oh, that teaches me this. S Hashem, V'es Aretz, and S teaches me this. Every S teaches you something. Until he came to this one, as Hashem Elokei Chatira, what could you add on to Hashem? You can't add on anything to Hashem. So he stopped darshening. Says Talmidim say, Rebbe, kol ma shedarashta matay aleihem. Everything that you darshened, what's going to be with it? Your life's work. There's one S. Don't worry about that one S. 99% is fine. So he said to them, no, kishem shekibalti schar la drisha, kacha kabal schar la prisha. Just like I got schar for darshaning, so too I'll get schar for being porish. Right? That's what he said. Until the next line in the Gemara says, until his Talmud Rabbi Akiva came along and darshan. So that's the question. That's the Gemara. So the question that we've asked in the past from the Bali Musar is, he darshan every S in the Torah. He couldn't figure this one out? This one was so hard? Why was this one so hard? Right now, S Elokim, S Hashemayim, S Haaretz. Why was this one so hard? And what did Rabbi Akiva know that his Rebbe didn't know? Nechemya Amsuni. So the Bali Musar answer, no, the point is, Rabbi Akiva had one thing that Nechemya Amsuni didn't have. And that is, he had a Rebbe like Nechemya Amsuni. He had a Rebbe that was ready to throw away his life's work because of MS. Because of the midah of MS. Oh, the Rabbos Tamidei Chachamim. Es the Rabbos Tamidei Chachamim. That type of commitment to MS. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. Chosav Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu MS. We discussed that last week in the Parsha Shir. In the Hashem Lukechem MS. So that is the explanation why Rabbi Akiva was able to darshan it, even though his Rebbe did not. Okay, let's continue. Simin Sanigrin Bar Gezelas Mirma. We are about to have 13 halachos learned out from the pasuk of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. 13 halachos. We'll say at the end, Mezah Shem, what's the significance of the 13? 13 halachos. Here we go. Maybe you have to be a gadol to be able to really be makayim Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Godless of Yud Gimel. Tana Rabbanan. Five lines from the bottom. Minayin l'dayin shlo yaseh sanigron l'dvarav. How do I know that a dayin shouldn't be a sanegar, a defense attorney? Right, on the side it quotes, ein kateger nasa sanegar. A person shouldn't be a defense attorney for himself. Tama lomar midvar sheker tirchak. Stay away from falsehood. What does that mean to be a defense attorney for himself? Machlokas Rashi Rambam. Rashi here says, it means to defend myself, to convince myself when I know that I'm not really right. Rashi says, Im dundin velibo nokfo. I made a judgment that my heart is pulling me. Lo marshu toe. I think I'm probably wrong. Lo yachzik dvarav lahavi rayos lahamidam. Shu bosh lachzor. El lakot salim yachzor lahoti din lamito. I'm going to try to bring more rayos and more rayos. Right? I'm going to try to convince myself. Maybe Rashi's talking about others, but he doesn't mention it. Right? I don't think I'm right. I'm going to try to pile on the rayos to try to, you know, instead of retracting. Right? This is kind of the opposite of Nechemya Hamsuni. Right, he's trying to defend himself. You shouldn't do that. If somebody knows they're wrong, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Number one. The Rambam has it about others. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph Yud, says the Rambam, Minayin L'dayin Shol Yaseh Melitz L'dvarav. Shouldn't be a Melitz. Melitz Yosher. Dayin shouldn't be a Melitz. Why? What does that mean? Tamalam Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Ela Yomar Mashenirelo V'yishtok. Don't say a psak and then try to convince the others. Just say it. So if you should be quiet. I'm going to try to convince them this and that. Just give the psak. The story about Rav Chaim. The Rav Chaim once had a big kasha to one of the I forgot who the posik who he sent the shaila to. But the story is that he sent the shaila and he says, just give me the answer. Don't give me the explanations. If you give me the explanations, I'll probably argue on them. I'll probably show them that they're wrong. So I don't want to know the reasons. I just need the psak. So just give me the psak. Right, that's what he didn't want to know. Any don't go further to try to convince me otherwise. So that's the Rambam. Shliyasa sanegrin ledvar midvar sheker tirchak. Vayter uminayin. That's number one. Number two. Minayin ladayin shlo yeshiv talmud bar lefanav. How do I know that a judge should not put an ignoramus talmud in front of him? So we know they used to have talmidim in front of the dayanim to be able to take part in the discussion. So one shouldn't have a talmud that is a bar because then he's going to make the Rebbe not think straight. He's going to make the Rebbe not judge the din la'amita. Next, uminayin l'dayin sheyodei l'chaveru shehu gazlan. What about if I know that my friend is a gazlan? I know he's a gazlan. V'chein eid sheyodei b'chaveru shehu gazlan. All right, I know my friend is a gazlan. Minayin shelo yitztaref imo. How do I know that I shouldn't be mitztaref with him in edus? Even though pashtus, even though I know it's true. I know this is true. But I still should not testify with him. Shenemar, Tamalomar, Midvar, Sheker, Tirchak. Let's stay away from this. This halacha bothers the Shach. This halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Lama Dalid, Rasha Pasal Eidus. Afilu Eid Kusher, Sheyodea B'chaveru Shehu Rasha. If an Eid Kusher knows that he's a Rasha, V'ein Dayanam Makir Mishra, the Dayanam don't know, Aser Lahaidimo, Af Alpi Shehu Eidus Emes. I know Reuven killed Shimon. I know it. I saw it with my own eyes. But I know this other guy is Pasul Eidus. Now that I testify with him. Ask the Shach. I don't understand. Why not? Tzarech Ian Gadol B'din Zeh. Shehu Rachok Misvara. Sheyodea Sheha Inyan MS. Velo Yaid B'Shvil Shasheni Pasul. What's the problem? You're saying the truth. Who cares about the guy you're testifying with? V'ilav Rashi v'Rambam v'Torah v'Shulchan Aruch. Had it not been for Rashi and the Rambam, so only the Shach can say this. If Rashi and the Rambam and the Torah v'Shulchan Aruch wouldn't have quoted this, I would have given a different shot. Okay, but Rashi and the Rambam and the Torah v'Shulchan Aruch gave them shot. But the Shach Gadol, the Shach says, Hayiti mefarish b'gai, I would have given a different shot on the Gemara. Dula inyan lehitztarif lechadchila liros ha'edus. How do you know that if you know somebody's puzzle, you shouldn't be an aide with him lechadchila to witness something? Okay, that's what you shouldn't do. He's not a good guy to be with. But once you know the edus, I don't understand why not. The Efshar, then he says, okay, that's what I would have said, but they didn't say it, so how could I explain their shita? The Efshar, the Rashi, the Rama, the Torah, Shulchan Aruch, Mayri, She'ein Ha'edus Moel, Rak Sheheim Shnayim, Afa Pisha Ha'inyinu Emes. Maybe the Gemara should be limited to where it's an Eidus which requires both to be there. For example, Kigon, Eide Kiddushin, marriage. Marriage. You shouldn't testify with him. Why? Because you're nothing without him. Marriage doesn't take place. What are we paskin? I'm a kaddish b'fnei edech. I'm a chosin l'kedushav. I feel a shnei modem adavar. The chosin of the kala admit that they got married, but there's only one witness there. There's a video there. If there are no witnesses there, they're not married. Because you need the aid. That's called edus l'kiyam adavar. The act did not take place. Physically it did. But halachically it did not take place without the edim being there. So the Shach says maybe that's what we're talking about here. Because he's pasul. So if he's pasul, therefore you're with him, so the act really didn't take place. So it's not MS if you're, so that's why, that's a possibility. So that's what he suggests. And then he says at the end, oh, Efshar, maybe it's Kipshuto. V'yesh l'karif adin al asfara, as follows. One more try. So again, first he argues in the Gemara. He says maybe he's talking about Litzari Flechadchila. Then he says maybe he's talking about a case of Kiddushin, or something that needs 8 days Lakim Adavar. And then he says finally, the third shot, he says no, maybe we're talking about the issue of Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle. Because even though it's MS, since this guy's pasul, if you're testifying with him, the whole kaddish root. Nimsa echad karavot pasul dosu metela. We've had that in Sanhedrin. We've had that in Makkos. So that's why. But he says, ultimately, gzeras hakasav. Gzeras hakasav, if you have one eight pasul, balakala edus, therefore even though you know that it's true. Even though you know it's true, balakala edus, and therefore, you should not testify. But again, that's the Shach's discussion of this halacha of Midvar Sheker Tircha.
Are we talking about
even if the Goslin saw it, even if you and the Goslin witnessed it together, and you know this guy's puzzle, you're still not allowed to testify with him. Not allowed to testify with it, even though you know it's MS. No, you know it's MS. That's what the Shach is bothered by. Next, minayin l'dayin sheyodea b'din shu meruma. How do I know that if a dayin thinks a din is meruma, shelo yomar, he shouldn't say. We'll talk about what meruma is in a second. Meruma, we'll just say it at quickly now. Mean he's not sure of himself. He thinks there's something fishy in the din. Meruma. How do I know that he shouldn't say? Hey, the witnesses gave testimony. According to the testimony, this is what should be. I'll cut the din. And the chain will be around the neck of the witnesses. What did I do wrong? They testify that Reuben killed Shimon. They cross-examine them. It was accepted. So even though I think something's fishy here, I'm still going to paskin. You can't do that. That is important. Halacha din meruma. I'll read it to you from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Minayin liyadayin shu yodea b'din shu meruma. Shalo yamar, he shouldn't say. Exactly what the Gemara says. Case of Yasebo. What should you do? You know everything occurred in the case, but at the end of the day, the dayin is not sure. He thinks something's fishy going on here. There's something missing. I can't put my finger on it. So he's not allowed to paskin in that case. Yidrosh v'yachar harbe b'jishav chakiro shodin nefashas. Im nira lo lefi daito shembo remias chotech adin. If you come to a maskana, fine. Avalim haya libo nokfo. But if your heart is pulling you, she'ein she'yesh b'din remias, there's something here. O she'ein daito somechas al divrei ha'edim. You don't trust the witnesses for some reason. Afal pi she'ein yochal aposlan. Even though you can't posel them. O she'note daito she'baldin zeramai. Or you think he's a joke, trickster, Ubal Arma, and he brought the Edim. Oshenira lo michal advarim sheisham dvarim achir misutarim. You know that they're whispering to each other. Kol elu advarim, imbo ladayin lo bedin, asur lo lachto chosadin. It's asur to give a psak in that case. Ela yisalik atzmo midinze. Remove yourself. V'yidunenu mishalibo sholim b'davar. Let a judge who's comfortable with this case and the psak do it. Right? That's the all of Hari Dvarim HaMasurim Lalev. That's it. Even though generally we know the principle is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Vav tells us, lo sagru mipnei ish, if you're scared of a party, so you're not allowed to remove yourself. Once you started paskening. But if at the end of the day you can't give a psak that you're comfortable with, says the Gemara, din maruma, you're not allowed to paskin. And that's also included in Midvar Sheker Tircha. Good, continue. Simin, second line. Tlasa Talmud v'tlas Balechov Smartut Shomea Umatim. Minayin Talmud Yoshalifnei Rabba V'roz Chusla Ani V'chov La'ashir. Minayin Shalo Yishtok. How do I know if there's a Talmud in front of a Rebbe? A good Talmud, not a Talmud bor. And he sees that the Rebbe needs some help. The Rebbe needs some help. He's missing a fact. Minayin Shalo Yishtok. How do I know that you shouldn't be quiet in that case? You gotta say it if you think something is true. Tamalomar Midvar Sheker Tirchok. Stay away from falsehood, even if it's your Rebbe. Even if it's your Rebbe, you stay away from falsehood. Right? Why isn't that covet of the Rebbe? Right? So why not? So there's an important lashon of the Rashba. The Rashba in Teshuva writes in Beis Tav Dalid, the mitzvah lo lamid zchus al nitva, v'lo od el shemitzvah loftoach lo v'afilo bezen atzmo, v'akol lefi mashehu inyan, v'achar kavanas halev hadvar mamurim, shahatora ha'amitis lo bachra rak be'emes. Vahadayin tsarech ladun hadin la'amito. Got it. That's the ultimate goal. MS. And if you're a Talmud and the Rebbe doesn't say something, you still have to try to give him. He's not asking a psak here. You're there to help with the discussion. If your Rebbe tells you something, you have to listen to it. If he paskins for you, even if you don't understand it. But if it's a court case that you think he's missing a fact, then you have to point it out to him. If this is not a psak, if it's normally, what's the chiddush of this Gemara? Because normally, what's the rule? Normally, you have to listen to your Rebbe. Even if you think he's wrong, you have to listen to your Rebbe. This is different because this is a court case. Where's the source of that even if you think he's wrong? So that's an important machlokas. Not machlokas, really modification of Rashi and the Ramban in Parsha Shoftim. Right, the source of listening to Rabbanan, we've spoken about this, you have to listen to the rabbis. Yud Zayin, Yud Aleph, and Parsha Shoftim, says the Torah. Al pi haTorah asher yarucha, v'al haMishpat asher yomru lecha ta'aseh. You have to listen to them. Lo tasur min hadavar asher yagidu lecha, yaminu smol. You're not allowed to turn from what they tell you right or left. Rashi, yaminu smol, according to the Gemara. Afilu omer lecha al yamin shehu smol, v'al smol shehu yamin. Even if they tell you that your right hand is your left hand, your left hand is your right hand. V'kol shekein kesher omer lecha al yamin yamin v'al smol smol. Says the Rashi, even if they tell you your right hand is your left hand, you have to listen to them. So the Ramban says, what does that mean? You know that they're telling you a rock is a tree. You're right. You know you're right and you're left. What does the Rashi mean? If they tell you that you're right is your left is your right. You can't take it literally, says the Ramban. Vein in yano, says the Ramban right there. Afilu tachshov bilibcha. You think in your heart, shehem toim, that they're mistaken, vahadavar pashut be'inecha. And it's obvious in your eyes, kasher ato yodea ben yamincha l'smalcha, just like you know the difference between your right hand and your left hand, you think it's so obvious, taseh kemitzvatam, still go by them. V'al tomar, meaning it means, if you think right is left. V'al tomar, eich uchal, ha-chelev ha-gamar hazeh, how could I eat this chelev? O eheroh ka-ishan ha-ki hazeh. Aval tomar, kach tziva oti ha-adon, ha-mitzaveh ha-mitzvos. She'aseh k'chol mitzvotav. Hashem commanded me to follow the rabbis. K'chol asher yoruni ha'omdim lefanav b'makom ha'sheyivchar. Right? This is one of the sources for the big sugya of Das Torah. How much do I have to... What kind of questions does one ask one's rabbi, one kind not? There are different opinions, different worlds of the Jewish community in terms of how to understand this principle. But this is the source. This Rashi Ramban is the source for the discussion of Das Torah. Va'al mashmoz daitam nasan li haTorah, afilu yitu, v'zeo ki'inyan Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Gamliel b'yama kipurim, shal chalias b'cheshbono. Right? The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Gamliel, then machlokas, when Yom Kippur should be, Rabbi Gamliel, who is the Nasi, commanded Rabbi Yeshua, you have to come on your Yom Kippur to me with your walking stick, etc. And Rabbi Yeshua comes, and he gives him a kiss. And why? Because even though he thought he was wrong. But that's what the message. And the Ramban continues. And this is echoed in the Sefer HaChinuch in Shoftim, Tav Tzadik Vav. The importance of this mitzvah is great. Ki haTorah nitzna lanu b'ksav v'yaduahu shelo yishtavu adeus b'chol hadvarim hanoladim. There's going to be a lot of different opinions in life about a lot of different things. V'hine, yirbu ha-machlokes, v'sasa ha-torah, k'shtet kama toros, v'chatach kosev lanu ha-din, sh'nishma le-bezen ha-gadol ha-omil v'nei Hashem, bezen ha-gadol, the Sefer Chanukah says it means every bezen in every generation, but that is the principle of lo sasur, and that's generally, even if I think my Rebbe is wrong, this Gemara, that's the chiddush of this Gemara, that even if I think my Rebbe is missing something, I have to tell him. Because it's in a court case, and midvar sheker tircha. Okay. Weiter. Minayin l'talmid sh'roah rabbo sh'toa b'din, and there's even more. Not only if you think your Rebbe, right, you think your Rebbe is missing something, but you think he's mistaken. It's true, I should have read this first line and then continued. Sh'roah t'toa b'din sh'lo yomar amtin lo achig merenu, right, don't wait, and say, even if he's mistaken, should tell him right away. Not only if he forgot something, but this halacha tells me something even deeper. If I think he's mistaken, you know what I'm going to say? No, I'm going to wait so that after the din, I'll uproot it and I'll get everybody, I'll be the famous one. Because it'll be my din. El shalo yomar, amtin lo achi yigmarenu. I'll wait till he finishes the din. The es terenu, and I will contradict it. The evnenu mishalin, I'll build it for me. Kedei sheyikra din al shmi. Right? When they have the case and they have which judge is signed on the, and is known. What's going to be in all the papers? Who gave the psak din? I want it to be me. How do I know? No, correct the Rebbe right away. Correct him and let him get the... Let him change his mind. Again, because you're waiting and it's sheker until then. Weiter. If somebody's Rebbe says to him, hey, you know, you know, Talmud of mine, even if somebody gives me a lot of money, I'm not going to lie. You know I always tell the truth. I'm your Rebbe. Money yeshli etzaploni. He owes me $100. The ain li alav ela aid echad. I only have one aid. You know what? Come on. So can you testify for me? You know I'm telling the truth. You know, it's me. It's me, Rebbe. You mean, of course. Can you please testify for me? Binayinjali, sorry, fimo. Tamalomar midver sheker tirchak. Meaning, even if you know 100% that it's true, doesn't matter. Says the Gemara, hi midver sheker tirchak nafka. You need this pasuk to teach me that? Hi vadi shkirka mashaker. That's a lie. You didn't see it. Vrachmana amar lo sana brecha eat shaker. That's one of the asaras adibris. You don't have to come up. You never saw it. Ella, no, this is the chiddush. Kagon de'amarle vada chatzad isli. I have one witness. But you know what? Let's play this game. V'ta'ata, you come kum hasam v'lotem v'lomidi. Just stand next to the other witness. Don't say a word. So the other guy will think that I have two witnesses. D'halo mafkes v'pumech shikra. You won't say a sheker out of your mouth. All right, so, and the guy's going to come admit because of that. Afilu haki is also aser mishum shenemar midvar sheker tirchak. It's a maisa sheker. It's a maisa sheker. And because it's a maisa sheker, you can't do it. Even though he's thinking out of the box. He's trying to figure out a way. There's only one witness. He wants to get his money. Still, you can't do that. Rav Shachter has quoted in the past a misunderstood marsha, misunderstood gemara. And that is, right, it says from this gemara that, you might have had a havamina that as long as you don't say it. So he said there's a misunderstanding that people think that you're allowed to write a lie as long as you don't say it. Where do you say that? Where does it come up? It comes up with in the sugya in Baba Basra and Menachos, Baba Basra Tezvav or so, Menachos Daf Lamed, that's what I'll read from, the last eight psukim of the Torah. Who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah? Machlokas Tanoim, Moshe or Yoshua? So Machlokas, says the Gemara, if you say Moshe wrote it, then it's a lie, because he didn't die. If you say Yeshua wrote it, then Moshe didn't write the whole Torah. So we might have shaka the problem. So one of the answers given is that Moshe did write it, but Ela Adkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Umoshe Kosev Yomer, until the last day Psukim, Hashem dictates, and Moshe writes and says, Mikan Ve'elach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Umoshe Kosev Bedema. And from here on, Hashem dictates, and Moshe writes it Bedema. So the Mefarshim point out the diakir that it doesn't say Moshe Omer v'kosef. It just says kosef. So some read Marshall doesn't say this. Marshall doesn't say this, but some say, you see here, you know why? What's the answer? Moshe didn't say it. He just wrote it. Right? There's no sheker when it comes to writing. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara's trying to give an answer. You got to figure out what the answer is. What does bedema mean? We've had a shiur about this in the past, the last eight psukim of the Torah. But that is a misunderstood the Gemara, it never says anywhere that you're not allowed to lie here. I mean, I guess that's a Havamina. You might have thought that, but that you're allowed to stand there, do a Maisa Sheker. Answer is no. Midvar Sheker Tirchak. The reason why this Gemara reminds me a little bit, talks about a Dayan trying to think out of the box a little bit to try to get the answer. The Rav Melech Shechter, Rav Shechter's father, once mentioned before, I've had the schus of driving him back and forth a number of years ago when he before he was nifter from Brooklyn. So he told me the following story. He said one time he was a rav, I think it was in Scranton, and he said he had a story that came up that was very similar to a story he heard that took place in Europe. I forgot which gadol he mentioned. He said a story in Europe that there was a certain pair of roommates. And the one of the roommates had a lot of money that they kept in a box under the mattress. And after that roommate died, the Yarshim go in, and there's no money there. So they say, oh, it must be the other roommate took it. They have no raya. They have no rayas. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to get this guy. They know he was the only one that had would have been able to take it. Okay, so they go to the Rav. And Rav Meisels, that was the Rav's name, Rav Meisels. And so the Rav says, okay. So he goes to one of his Talmidim. Goes to one of his Talmidim and he says, you know what? You're going to have to help me out. He goes to the roommate and says, that's fine, I trust you. I know you know they're arguing with you about it, but I trust you. But you have to do a tkiyas kaf with a niftar. I mean, you have to shake hands with a niftar. Right before, just to, you know, I just want you to do that. I want to make sure that you're honest. So fine. So he says, okay, good. He had one of his Talmidim go under the sheet and he says, when the guy shakes your hand, hold on tight. So when the guy shook his hand, the Talmud's hand, he held on tight. He was so spooked out, he admitted everything on the spot, that he had the money. So that was the story. So I don't know how it works out. I guess he knew there was something wrong. So lo mafkas pumi puma shikra. I don't know how you got to work it out into that gemara. But Melech Shechter said he had the same case in Scranton. He said one time he had this case. There was a room. There was a woman who also, there was, there was only one other person who could have taken the money. Anyway, Sof Maisa, so the only person that could have done it, Rav Melech Shechter said he went to, and he said, you know, you just have to go shake hands with the Niftaris, and in that way, you know, I'll trust you. So she said, fine. The next day, before he had to do anything, he got a call that she was so spooked out by having to shake hands, she admitted everything on the spot, right there, even before anything happens. He says, look, I don't know what I would have done. I don't know what I would have done, but he said that is the story that occurred. But again, it's when a dayan thinks out of the box. Here, again, the maybe a dayan could do that. That's the chilek. That's a dayan. Here's talking about one of the parties. One of the parties involved wants to do a staged act in order to get a certain judgment. So that's usser. A party is not allowed to do something. A dayan could use whatever means he needs to get to the din, get to the yemis. So that's maybe a chilek between those two stories and this halacha in the Gemara. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, second line. Minayin l'nosha b'chaveiro mana. How do I know that if somebody is owed 100 shelo yomar et enu b'matayim, you know what? He owes me 100. I'm going to claim 200. I'm going to claim he owes me 200. You know why? Because he owes me a shvua from a different case, but it's a shvua that he doesn't have to take. Rashi says maybe it's a shvua about karka. You're an Einish Bon Al-Karkos. So you know what? But I want him to take a shvua. I can't get him to take a shvua. So I'm going to get him to take a shvua here. I'm going to ask for 200. He's only going to make 100 because that's all he owes me. But once I get him to take one shvua, then the principle of Gilgul Shvua will kick in. So we know the principle of Gilgul Shvua, roll a shvua. If somebody's chayav a shvua A, so then we'll throw in shvua B also. So how do you know you're not supposed to do that? Kadosha Yodali B'mana, he'll admit to me 100. V'yis chayav li shvua. He'll be chayav mi shvua mod b'mixas. V'ya gagal of shvua b'makam acher. And I'll roll on him the other shvua that he owes me. Tamalomar mitver sheker tirchak. Again, that's a lie. So what? You're trying to... The parties can't do that. Can't do that. Minayin l'rosha b'chaveir mana v'tanu matayim. How about the opposite case? I know that I owe you 100. V'tanu matayim. Shelo yomar achaprenu bebezdin v'od l'chus lebezdin. You know what? I owe him the money, but I don't want to admit in court because then I'm going to have to take another shvua. A gilgo. So you know, I'm going to deny it here. I'll admit to him outside. Because then it won't be considered a hodah. How did I not let it do that? It doesn't matter what your kavanas are. You can't lie. You can't lie. You can't even be close to lying. Minayin final, almost there. Not all, the final one, getting there. Minayin l'shlosha shenoshin mana be'echad. How do I know if three people are owed money by one person? Shelo yeh echad, but there are no witnesses. So they say to each other, you know what? One or two of us act like witnesses, and one of them will claim, Shelo yeh echad bal din ushnayim edim, kadosh yotzi'im mana v'yachloku. They're each owed 100. They all know they're each owed 100. But they're not witnesses to each other. So how do we know that they can't make up the story and then split the money? Tamalomar, midver sheker tirchak. Again, midver sheker tirchak, you got to stay away. Minayin, l'shnayim. We quoted this in Shulchan Aruch yesterday. Shebo ledin, echalavish smartutin, veechalavish itzdalis. One of them is wearing rags, and one of them is wearing a fancy suit. Bas meyamana, sheomrin lo. How do we know that we tell him? Lavosh kamoso, o habishu kamoscha. We tell the rich guy, put on poor clothes, or give him a suit. How do we know that? Because if not, the judge will be influenced just by the externals. Tamalomar migra sheker terchak. Right, that's what he says. The Ben Yoyada points out that what's the first choice we give him? We tell him either what or what? First we say either dress like him or give him a suit. The rich guy should take off his rich clothes. That's first choice. Why? Because the Ben Yoyada says, because even if a poor guy puts on a suit, the rich guy looks more natural in it. And it's still going to be not fair. Right, because he'll look like it's like it doesn't fit him. He's not used to it. So that's why we tell the rich guy, you know what? No, take off the suit. Because that will make it an easier, equal playing field. The Taras Chatas, though, says also that it's only if there's an extreme difference. Right, if guys, people are dressed a little bit differently, you don't make them wear exactly the same thing. Here, it's if you're wearing smartutin and an itzdalis, right? Two different extremes. That's the only time when we would say that it is a problem. Viter. So that's, we're almost done. With these, I think that's 12. Kevas lakami, the Rava Barav Huna, when these two come to Rava Barav Huna, Amar lahu, shlufu puz mukaychu, take off your fancy clothes, v'chuz l'din, and go to the din. Minayin l'dayin shlo yishma l'divrei ba'din kodem shiyovo ba'din chaveiro. How do we know that a judge should not hear one person's claims before he hears the other person's claims? Both parties have to be in the court at the same time. One person can't start being towing before the other one is there. The second guy's going to walk in, he's not going to know what was said. He's going to think that the first party is buddy-buddy with the judge. It's not fair. Everything's got to be equal. They both have to be there. This is the final halacha. L'baldin shelo yatim dvarav l'dayin kodem shevo baldin chaveiro. You can't let the judge know anything before the other person comes. Not just make your official claims, but even just saying, you know what I'm here for? You know, I'm here for, you know, yeah, he's claiming against me. Just trying to get the, butter up the judge. Not only telling the actual details, but even buttering up the judge beforehand, it's also not allowed. Tamalomar, Midvar, Sheker, Tirchak. Says the Iyun Yaakov, 13 drushes. Why 13? Midvar, Sheker, Tirchak? He says, fascinating. He says the word MS, as the Gemara says elsewhere. It's the first letter of the Aleph Beis, the last letter of the Aleph Beis, and the middle letter of the Aleph Beis. Aleph Mem Tuf. Stand strong, the Gemara says. Every letter there has two legs. Aleph, Mem, Tov. So MS stands. Sheker is all wobbly. Shin Kufresh. It's all like one leg. It's going to teeter over. The shin is on a circle on the bottom. Right? That's why. And they're all next to each other. Kufresh Shin. Right? So the Gemara Shabbos says that MS has Yeshlo Raglayim. Right? And Sheker does not. But the Ein Yaakov here says there are 13 letters counting the sophists, the mansapachs, mem, mem sophist, nun, nun sophist, from aleph to mem is 13, from mem to tuf is 13. Why? Because if you really want to have MS, you got to spread out over 13 halachas. You got to have MS. Right? These 13 halachas, the minvar sheker tirchak, stay away from sheker. So aleph to mem, mem to tuf. That's the 13 in the aleph base.
Isn't that last one kind of shulchan?
Which last one? Yeah, it's like shulchan also, but he didn't give the judge anything. Shulchan means you're gonna bribe him. Here you're just trying to say, you're trying to not butter him up saying how good, I didn't mean butter him up in the flattering way. I mean butter him up in terms of getting him on your side. You know, I'm coming in here for this. You know, I really didn't do it. You know, you're just getting him ready for the din. That's what you're not allowed to do. Good. Rav Kahana Masni, milotisa lotasi. Lotisa doesn't only mean losisa shemashav, but it's lotasi that the Baal Din shouldn't cause. Lotasi, don't cause a problem of shema shav. Vasher lo, so that's what it's the party's fault, not just the judge's fault. Vasher lo tov asah b'toch amav. What does that pasuk mean in Yecheskel? He did no good amongst his people. Rav Amar zehaba b'harsha'a. Someone who comes as a shliach, a morsha is a shliach of a toveya. So what does that mean? Why is that bad? The Gemara in Baba Kama Dafayin talks all about the halachas of a morsha. So obviously we're talking about a specific type of morsha here. So Rashi says, you know why it's bad to send a morsha sometime? Because a shliach can't make compromises. It's the person himself who can make a compromise. But a shliach can't. A shliach is told to do something. Right? Sometimes you go to the, you're in a store, you want a good deal. So if it's just a lowly person in the store, they can't give you a good deal. The manager, the guy in charge could do it. The guy, okay, say fine, take, because he sees the bigger picture. He'll be able to say, okay, I'll give you a compromise. So that's what he did. Zeh Barbar Shor, if a shliach comes to Beis Din, so then he can't always make up pshara. Pshara is always good. One of the first parakas on Hedron, we always try to make a pshara. So that's what Rashi here says, Noach l'pshara yoser mizeh, sheinu yachol lasos pshara b'mamon acherim. I can't make a compromise with your money, so that's why Harsha is not good enough. If the Morsha here is for a good reason, right, let's say the owner can't come, so the other person's coming, says the Ritva, or says the Tosfos, or the Ritva says, maybe the parties are at each other's throats so much that if they both come to court, they'll kill each other and they'll get so mad. So they send stand-ins in order to be marbits shalom. So maybe that's also a good reason to have a Morsha, says the Ritva. The mitzvah nami ovid mipnei darkei shalom. Right, it's darkei shalom if they would be very upset if each of them were in the Beis Din. So that's Babar Shah. That's one, the first one of didn't do good b'toch hamav. Ushmuel amar zalokeach sadeh sheishal asikin. If you buy a field that has rumors about it already, there are already rumors that this field that Reuven owns is really not owned by Reuven. Other people have it. So you say to yourself, you know what? I don't care who else. I'm going to buy it from Reuven, and I'll deal with whoever comes to me, because I'm a strong guy. Now, let it do that. That's also, it smacks it's connected to the Sheker Gemara, but it smacks of something inappropriate, and therefore, it should not be done. Period. Okay. Enu Egas Edebri in the Heart. So now we have a Gemara that we alluded to yesterday. We spoke about a discussion between Rashi and the Cheshek Shlomo yesterday. I did not quote this Gemara, because I was just doing, I didn't want to emphasize what Rashi said in the Mishnah, but now Rashi, even though he emphasized that, he was really only quoting one shita, right? Even though the Cheshek Shlomo already in the Mishnah discussed Doraisa Derabbanan, we're going to get to that right now in the Gemara. Eino Egas Ebrui Lahoy. So the Gemara said, Shvus Eidus is only by somebody who could have testified if he would have admitted. He denied it, but if he could have testified. So Lafuke Mai, what is that excluding? Who is not included in the parsha of Shvus Eidus? So Machlokas. Amar of Papa Lafuke Melech. Rav Papa says he's excluding a king, first Mishnah in the second Berakah of Sanhedrin, says a king cannot testify. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar la'afuke misachi b'kuvya, excluding somebody who's possible even only mi derabanan. So Rashi emphatically did not quote the Shita. Rashi usually doesn't paskin. That was the importance of what Rashi said yesterday. He quoted the Shita of Rav Papa. So anyway, he quoted the Shita of Rav Acha bar Yaakov to include this case. So says the Gemara. I said it backwards. Rashi says Ruri in Lahard is only Daraisa, excluding Masacha Bekuvia, which is exactly what Rav Acha bar Yaakov says. Excluding Masacha Bekuvia says that somebody's only pasul midrabanan. Mandar Masacha Bekuvia calls Shekin Melech. If you say Masacha Bekuvia is pasul, so surely a Melech would be pasul, because even surely a Melech would be excluded, because a Melech is excluded on a Daraisa level. Mandar Melech, but if you say Melech is excluded, Avol Masacha Bekuvia midaraisa mechzachazi v'rabanan utabaslu. But Masacha Bekuvia is Rai Daraisa. Is Rai Daraisa, right? And that's what Rashi quoted. Only saw Goslin Daraisa is excluded. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? Lamaisa, ask the Rashba. Lamaisa, the guy can't testify. So therefore, he should say he's not included in the Parashat Shavuos Eidus. He didn't quote the guy a loss, because he wouldn't have been accepted in court. So how could the second opinion say what it said? How come Sakha Bekuvia be included in Roy Leidus? Says the Rashba, Tamili mikol makom kiven to paslu rabbana na filu yagid lo yischayev ala halamamon lama yagid o mitoch atchak yishli lomar the mesachi bekuv yipslun to rabbana. You know why? Even if he testifies, doesn't want to accept the testimony, but there is an afkamina. The itafis lo mafkid amine tfisa. After he testifies and the other guy goes and grabs the money, do we let him keep it? Maybe that's an afkamina. If Masachi Bekuvia testifies, you could trust the testimony b'di'eved if the guy is toe-face. Number one. That's his chiddush. That's what he says. Tfisa. He says, I don't know. I can't understand this gemara. Then he says, maybe there's another gemara. There's another chiddush, he says, which again, he does not like. He ends off the piece Sarech Li'ian. But then he says, maybe the machlokas here is about a well-known machlokas in the gemara. He doesn't quote it here, so it's a chiddush to suggest it here, about Dover Hagorim L'mamon. If you cause somebody, you can cause somebody to lose something, but it's not direct. Dabar hagorim lamamon. So is that considered mamon dami or not? Is that considered a loss or not? So maybe that's what's going on here. Says the Rashba. The Rav Papa savar kamamon dami. Rav Papa says dabar hagorim lamamon has the status of mamon. Hilkach ilu heyidzeh. If this guy came and testified, even though he's pasul, maybe the other guy would have been embarrassed and admitted. And therefore, even though the guy's pasul, there would have been money coming to him. He didn't do it directly, but dabar hagorim lamamon. He would have admitted the guy. He would have caused the guy to admit. That's Rav Papa. And the other sheet says, no, lav kamamon dami. So the Rashba says, I don't think that's really the machlokas here, but sarach ian exactly on this whole discussion. But again, that's an important machlokas. Do you look at the lamaisa, whether they can testify or not, or do you look at the formal shame aid? To raisa, there's a formal shame aid, and therefore, is that good enough? Okay, weiter. So what's this machlokas about? We're referring to the machlokas, Remeir and the Chachamim. Remeir and the Chachamim, what they say? Remeir says there is, even though the Torah talks about in Shvuas Ha'edus, what's called Mipi Acherim, a Shvuah that other people come and are Mashbiyami, but there's also Mipi Atzmo, Remeir's Chiddush is that could be even outside of court. The Chacham say everything has to be in court. Rav Meir says even outside of court. So what is that machlokas about? What is the source? Says the Gemara, b'may kamiflugi. So I'm Rav and Kamidur of Papa. B'don mino vuki ba'asar kamiflugi. The machlokas is a kolatora kula concept. Whenever you learn A from B, do you say that the limud to A has to be total? If you're learning A from B, you got to go all the way. A's got to be just like B. Or do you say, no, that's called don mino mina. Or do I say, no, you can learn A from B, but they still retain their independence. You learn something from B, but A is A, and B is B. That's called don mina, take it from here, va'uki ba'asra, and leave it in its place. So maybe that's what they're arguing about. How does that relate to here? As follows. Rabbi Meir savar, don mino mina. Rabbi Meir says, you learn total. What's the A, what's the B here? Shvuas ha'edus in the Torah only has Mushpa mipi acherim. Somebody comes over to me and says, swear to me that you don't know testimony, and I say, I swear. Or I say, amen. That's mipi acherim. I'm sorry, without saying amen. Right? So that's what we discussed yesterday with Rashi. But that is by Shvuas Ha'edus. That's all it says. It's mushpa mipi acherim. How do you know mipi atzmo is also chayiv? You know that from Shvuas HaPikadon, which is the next parak. When somebody denies having somebody's item. I have your lost item. I stole something from you. I have anything of yours. I have your pikadon that you gave me. And I deny having it. That's Shvuas HaPikadon. So you learn Shvuas Ha'edus from Shvuas HaPikadon. How far do you go? So, says the Gemara, Remeir Savar Domino Mino Mi Pikadon. Ma Pikadon Mushma Mi Piatzmo Chayev. Just like Mi Pikadon. Mushma Mi Piatzmo Chayev. If I say, I swear I don't have your object, I'm Chayev. Af Eidus Mushma Mi Piatzmo Chayev. So too by Eidus, Mushma Mi Piatzmo Chayev. U mi na, and continue learning from it, go all the way. Ma pikadon bein bebezdin, mein shalom bebezdin. Af edus bein bebezdin, mein shalom bebezdin. Remeir says, go all the way. You learn edus from pikadon, so you learn not only mushpa mi piyatzmo, but you learn even shalom bebezdin. For Rabban and Sabri, no. Don mi na vuki masra. Ma pikadon mushpa mi piyatzmo chayiv. Af edus mushpa mi piyatzmo chayiv. Mi pikadon mushpa, they're both chayiv, but vuki ba'asra. Ma mushpa mi acherim bebezdin, mein shalom bebezdin lo. Af mushpa mi piyatzmo bebezdin. It's a limud within Eidus itself. You compare Mushra Yipi Acherim to Mushra Yipi Atzma. So that is what the Gemara suggests. So the Gemara says, Amalu Rav Papa, Imi Pikadon Gamri Lo Rabbanan. No. You can't say that's the Machlokas. Because if you learn it out, if it's really true that you learn Eidus from Pikadon, to Kuliyamalo Pligi De Dominamina, you definitely say that the limud is total. You'll go all the way. Why? Because Rashi quotes that there are halachas that goes back and forth from Pikadon and Eidus. So you'd have to say that you would learn it the whole way. Elahainu time of the Rabbanan. But this is the reason for the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan also would theoretically say, don't mino mina, learn it the whole way, Pikadon to Eidus. But the Rabbanan, why do they require Mipi Atzmo and Bezdin? Demaisi le b'kal v'chomer. They learn it from a kal v'chomer. Uma Mipi Acherim Chayiv, Mipi Atzmo l'kal shekein. If Mipi Acherim is Chayiv, so if Mipi Acherim, which is what the Torah says by Shvuas Ha'edus, if a Shvua based on others being Toveami is Chayiv, surely Mipi Atzmo should be Chayiv. Umidemaisu la b'kal v'chomer, but once you learn it from a kal v'chomer, we say the principle of limiting kal v'chomers. Dayo lovo min adin lios kenidon. The learned context can never be more than the model context. That's the principle of dayo. It's enough. Ma mushba mipi acherim bebezin ishlo bebezin lo. If mushba mipi acherim is only in bezdin, av mushba mipi atzmo b'fnei bezdin ishlo b'fnei bezdin lo. Right. So too mipi atzmo is only for the bezdin because you learn it out from mipi acherim. Stop there for a minute. Again, all these lines seem to be very technical lines where the limud is from, but there's a big sugi in the Rishonim, and that is how comparable are the two types of shvuas, mipi atzmo, mipi acherim. If I swear myself, or others cause me to swear, others are mashbia me. Are those two different worlds? Are they similar? Maybe that's the machlokas, Rameir and the Chachamim. Rameir says there are two different worlds. One's in Bezdin, one's not in Bezdin. The Chachamim say they're similar, or not. But all these limudim have a lot behind it. Am I just saying, if you learn it out purely from Shvuas HaPikadon, maybe there's no connection between them. But what do some of these lines mean? You learn it out, Mipi Atzmo, from Mipi Acherim. So again, a lot of these lines might have more to it than just Limudim on the surface. Just keep that in mind. Weiter. Amrulei Rabbanan, Lerav Papa, Mimatzis Amr Delav Vedomino Mina Pligi. One second. They're definitely arguing about Domino Mina. Or Domina Vukibastra. We just said they're not arguing yet. They are. Vatnan, the Mishnah says, the last mission in the parak. I'm sorry. Right, the first mission in the next parak. Right, this parak is Shwasa Aedis, next one is Shwasa Bikadon. Vatnan Gabe Bikadon, Shwasa Bikadon, no Heges Banashim Ubanashim. In contrast to Aedis, Pikadon has nothing to do with Aedis. So it applies to men and women, Berachokin and Bekrovin, Biksharin and Wipsulin. Bifne Bezdin, Vishalo Bifne Bezdin, Mipi Atzmo. Right? In and out of Bezdin. We'll get to that. Mipi Acherim requires Bezdin. The Chachamim Omrim, Bei Mipi Atzmo, Bei Mipi Acherim, Kivan Shekafer Bo Chayiv. The Chachamim say, no, doesn't matter the second that he denies a Chayiv. So says the Gemara, one second. Mushma Mipi Acherim, Pikadon, Min Aluhul Rabban, and the Chayiv. Pikadon in the Torah only has Mipi Atzmo. Again, Shvuas Aedis only has Mipi Acherim in the Torah. Pikadon only has Mipi Atzmo in the Torah. So how do you know by Pikadon that there is a concept of Mushma Mipi Acherim? Lav de Garmi L'Medus. It must be learned from Aedis. So what do you see from there? That there the Limudim go back and forth and back and forth. V'shma mina, v'don mina, mina pligi. So it must be the Rabbanan do say, don mina v'uki ba'asra. So again, that has to be the Machlokas. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Mehahi in meha leka l'mashma mina. You're right. From that Mishnah, you have to say that that's what they're arguing about, but from this Mishnah, the point was from this Mishnah, you don't have to say that's what they're arguing about. But again, once you step back, that's what they're arguing about if you take both Mishnahs in the context. Weiter. The Chayav and Azadon HaShvuot, as the Mishnah says, you're Chayiv even Mezid. Shvuot say this is Chayiv even the Mezid. Minani Mili, the Tanur Rabbanon, Bekul HaNem Rabban VeHelem, as we, VeNelam, it says by all the karbanos vinelam v'dekalo nemar b'vinelam. Here it does not say vinelam l'chayv al amezik ashogeg. There's no forgetting here. It's even b'mezid. V'al shigagasim zodon ha'edus heich idam shigagasim zodon ha'edus. What's the shkaga? As Rashi said on the Mishnah, Amar view the marav bo'omer yodea ani sheshvu azu asura. I know you can't swear. Aval eni yodeim chayv al karban ulal. I didn't know you chayv a carbon for this. That's enough shogeg to be chayv in this case. That's mezid and shogeg. That's chayv. What's the case that you're not chayiv? The shogeg that you're not chayiv? That's what Rashi said, that if somebody says, I swear I don't know testimony, and he had forgotten it. So that was machlokas. We had Rashi, Tosas, the Ran yesterday. You never chayiv on plain shogeg. So Gemara says, Lema tanina l'drav kana v'ravasi. One second. Remember we had last week, Rav Kana and Ravasi were walking out of Shir, and they argued and they swore to each other, this is what Rebbe said, this is what our Rebbe said. They swore to each other. So, and what did he say, what did the Rebbe say to them? To the one that was wrong? Don't worry about it. You're not chayiv. Don't worry about it, because you were ones. So it's basically a Mishnah. So what was the chiddush of the Rebbe's answer? It's a Mishnah. So the Gemara says, lo. Afal gav ditznan itzrich. Even though we have a Mishnah, there's still a chiddush, because what was that Gemara talking about? Sakadai dechamina, hachahu delok sevenelam, debi'inan shogi dugi demezid. Over here by Shavuos, ha'edus doesn't say venelam. So you need at least shogi dumi demezid. It's the shogi that's close to mezid that would be chayiv. Aval hasam dechsevenelam, there is Shavuos bitui. So it says venelam. So once it's vanellum's included, again, here, the three levels. There's mezid, shogig, ones. So in our Baishuas, this mezid's included. So shogig's also included. Third level down, ones for sure is not included. But by bitoy, mezid's not included, shogig's included. So maybe I would have included ones too. That's the chiddush. You always include two levels. Dechsehasam, ksevanellum, afilashigasa kaldahu. Kamashmal, that's the chiddush of Rav Kahana and Rav Asi of the Rebbe that answered them that, no, you're not chayiv there, it is an ones. Okay, let's read the first case in the Mishnah. Okay, then we're going to stop because we got to run. Shvuas Eidus Ketzad. What's Shvuas Eidus? Amar L'Shnayim. Bo V'Heiduni. Somebody says to two people, come testify for me. Shvuas Sheinan Yodon L'Chaidus. We swear we don't know testimony. Osha Amrulo, or they said to him, Ein Anu Yodon L'Chaidus. We don't know. Mashbi'an Alechem. I make you swear to me. V'amru Amen. Hare'ilu Chayavin. All those cases are Chayiv. Machlokas Rashi Ramban. We'll have to come back to it. What if they didn't say a word? Swear to me, they didn't say a word. Is shtika kahoda here or not? Rashi says shtika is not kahoda. Rashi said that on the Mishnah yesterday. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says no, shtika by Moshe Piacherim is hoda. You got to deny it unless you unless it will be considered as if you were mushba. Okay, let's stop here. We'll continue with the second part of the Mishnah tomorrow.